former Ute, current Dolphin, Derek Shelby joining me here on the Bill and OC show. Derek, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good, man. First of all, you're back in Utah, right? Or you're at least on your way back to Utah for these events?
No, I'm in Utah now, and I'm kind of freezing. I forgot how cold it got out there.
That's what I was going to ask you, because you've been hanging out in South Florida, and it's cold up here in Park City. It's cold in Salt Lake right now. How are you handling it?
I think I'm handling it as well as anyone at left Florida could at this point in time. Not complete panic, but I'm not enjoying myself.
All right, let's talk a little bit about your former team, the Utes, right? It was an interesting year. They finished with a 9-win season, Vegas Bowl victory. You're busy playing in the NFL and taking care of business with the Dolphins. But as the season ends, coaching controversy erupts. There's a argument, allegedly, between Dr. Hill and Kyle Whittingham. Kalani Sitake and Elisa Tuiaki decide to leave the program to follow Gary Anderson to Oregon State. What was your reaction to see your old D coordinator no longer as part of this Utah staff?
Well, obviously, you don't want to see that. But, like, I've been in the NFL long enough to know that football is a business. And for all aspects, even for the coaches, and if a situation is not good for you and you feel you got to go, like, sometimes – you just got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, and, you know, we all wish the best for Kalani Sitake, obviously, and we had him on the show, and he told us it was just a good situation for him. And, you know, it is one of those things where the business aspect certainly does come into play when you're talking about coaches. A lot of speculation now is, will Morgan Scalley be the next defensive coordinator at the University of Utah? He was not your position coach, but he was a defensive coach when you were at the U. What do you think of Morgan Scalley potentially taking over that D?
I think if anybody could fill the gap, it would be Scalley. He's a guy very knowledgeable about the game, very passionate, and he's a guy that players definitely could identify with.
He's done a great job recruiting also, and that's something that the U needs to keep doing well. When you watch, you know, the teams that you were part of as compared to the team that you saw out on the field this year, they're finally starting to catch up with that edge speed. D-line, interior players, they've always been competitive, but the one, I guess, the one area that where the depth was lacking would have been at the speed positions. Do you feel like when you watch the Utes now against Pac-12 competition, they're finally on par with the UCLAs of the world?
I think they've always been on par. I mean, it's just like, it's just getting used to playing a faster opponent every week. It's not that we couldn't keep up with the speed of the teams. It's just that seeing it recovering from week to week is just it's just different. And I guess it took them a few years to get used to that, but they look good this year to me.
They did look good. And one guy in particular who looked good playing D-line, obviously – you're invested in watching this Utah defensive line play, and Derek Shelby, or excuse me, you're Derek Shelby, Nate Orchard. Nate Orchard had an unbelievable year, led the nation in sacks per game, and now the question that everyone's asking about him is, will Nate Orchard be a successful NFL player? You were a Utah D lineman. You're a successful NFL player. When you look at him, does he pass the test, the eyeball test for you? Do you think that Nate Orchard is going to be able to make it in the league?
Well, at the end of the day, football, it's all a production business, and he obviously has the stats for things like that. But succeeding in the NFL, it's a bunch of different factors. It's basically up to Nate for him to go as far as he could go. You see he has the natural gifts and whatnot. It's just all a matter of being a good professional and putting in the work that it takes to be a good NFL player. But if you have to ask me, I think he's definitely got it. I texted him a few times during the season after hearing about the games he had, and I was just blown away, like just 4 sacks in the game, just killing it. I was like just blown away. Like I haven't seen a guy at the University of Utah do that, so I definitely think he makes it.
Well, it was crazy, and it was interesting because, you know, when he came in as a skinny freshman to the University of Utah, and he, you know, he was a receiver in high school, and he had all this explosiveness and speed and talent. It took maybe longer for him than it did for a lot of you guys who had success on the college level to really kind of come into his own. It was really until his senior year that he was an elite player, but this was just an unbelievable breakout year. Is the learning curve different in the NFL? Like, if you make a roster and it takes you 6-8 weeks to really start to pick up the defense, is that something that coaches are going to allow you to get away with?
It's not that you just got to pick up the defense. It's just all about adjusting to that game speed in the NFL. I mean, there's only so much you can simulate in practice, but you know that games are much more intense, and that's the basic learning curve that a lot of rookies hit. And then playing 20 games in a season usually gets them too.
Derek Shelby is our guest here on ESPN 700, former Ute, Miami Dolphin, NFL veteran at this point. When you came into the league, right? Miami had a lot of Utah connections. Cole Meese down there, Paul Solei, he was still down there at that point, if I'm not mistaken. Was that a help to you going and being around guys who had been in the same college system as you?
Oh, most definitely, because those guys definitely look out for you. You obviously have a lot of questions, and you're unsure about a lot of things. And those guys, because you've played with them before, you've met them once, you've met them before, so it's easier to approach those guys than it would be another veteran that would be in the locker room.
Do you try and be that guy for the young players now, because you know you've been through it before, and you know that it can be a little bit daunting or intimidating, and there's a learning curve? Do you try and be that guy that someone younger can come to you and be like, hey, man, what am I supposed to be doing here?
Most definitely, because my way into the NFL was a little bit unorthodox, and I figured out a way to make it. So if I could help another guy, I mean, why not? Because if that guy succeeded, he's obviously helping the team, and then we all get better from there. So you definitely got to be a guy that tries to bring the young guys along, because it's a different ball game in the NFL.
You hear people say all the time, it's harder to stay in the league than it is to get there. You agree with that?
Because if you stay the same, you won't stay in for long. You always got to improve. It's basically, I always tell people, I always compare it to like a cattle industry. Like every year is a new crop, herd of cattle. So you got to make sure you're beast the best, basically.
So, I mean, it sounds like a simple question, but I would imagine it's a pretty complicated answer. For you specifically, how do you make sure that improvement continues? I mean, you know, you're a guy who's a veteran in the league now. You had a great college career. Are you still learning and still improving your game, or is it just about staying healthy or being physically stronger and faster? What's the big key to improving?
I think it's a combination of things. Obviously, I definitely feel like I've gotten better, but you can attribute that to like gaining strength and things like that, being able to anticipate what's coming better, and that all comes with time, because you start to see like teams all have their little patterns and whatnot. But then when you can anticipate it and you just have the strength and whatnot to make the plays, I mean, it just makes it that much easier. But another thing, in the offseason, I usually just you have to take an honest look at yourself and see what you do well and what you need work on. And that's always something I've always done. And I think that's what's helped me stay in so long.
Well, it's been fun watching you and watching all the old U boys have success in the league. I know you're going to be up at the Jupiter Bowl event. I know you're going to be at this party tomorrow night up here in Park City at the Casanova. Are you a good bowler?
I'm a decent bowler. I would say I'm an above-average bowler.
I'm asking because, like, there's a bunch of guys coming in, and apparently there's a bunch of players who really like to bowl. Sly, it sounds like Sly is going to be the dude I challenge one-on-one, because he doesn't seem like he's very confident in his bowling game. So I'm going to leave you alone, and I'm going to go bowl against Sly.
That might be a good call. Sly's, he's good at football. I don't know if he's good at anything else.
That's Derek Shelby. He'll be up here at these Park City events. Go to mysoulpro.com to find out how you can be there too. Derek, thanks for joining us. We'll see you this weekend.
No problem. You have a good one.